And, of course, spring-loaded scales need to be readjusted constantly. And she used to have a set in the dining room and a set in the kitchen. And if I remember rightly, she also had a set in her sitting room as well, because habitually we used to have afternoon tea in the sitting room. And these three sets of scales never agreed with each other, so I suspect my lines got a bit twisted from time to time.
Back then, where we left you, with glandular fever, what happened next?
Oh, they admitted me to the ward at the Middlesex. They treated my unstable diabetes. Clearly, there wasn't very much to be done about my glandular fever because there's no real treatment of glandular fever. So I gradually got better. And my diabetes was stabilised again, and all was okay, apart from the fact that I felt very tired for a long while. Oh, there's one other thing that I didn't mention before I got glandular fever, and this was only very shortly after going up to medical school. I got acute appendicitis. And again I was admitted to the Middlesex with my acute appendicitis. And I had my appendix taken out. And I can remember being very surprised at that time that it didn't seem to upset my diabetes at all. And I suspect that that was because the professor, Prof. Keckwick, and his juniors had kept a very close eye on me at the time of my admission. I was very surprised that I had so little bother. I was in the Middlesex for only about 5 days, which at that time for an appendicectomy was a very short stay indeed. I did actually go home for about a fortnight afterwards, but no problems. It was wonderful.
Now, the classic image of a medical student's life is rather sort of irregular and full of drinking and so on. How did that lifestyle combine with your diabetes?
I don't think I was ever very well off to indulge in much in the way of drinking. There was a pub almost opposite the Middlesex, the Cambridge Arms, and there were a group of three of us who used to go over